things started out bad, and they've only been getting worse. About a year and a half ago, the dead began rising from their graves, and the skull appeared in the heavens. Moon, visible both day and night, hung in the skies, dominating the vision of any who dared look upwards. Day by day, it seemed to grow, to take up far more space than any heavenly body should. Citizens the world over tried to maintain the normalcy of their daily lives, but plague, famine, and the walking dead seemed to be spreading as far as the eye could see. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Pathfinder, All That Remains. This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
You cut his arm off the wrist. His sword goes
at the
flying.
Wrist. You cut his arm off at the wrist.
Hand severed at wrist.
You said you cut his arm off.
That is part of the arm. The hand doesn't begin until the
end. Oh my god.
I'm doing something for Shvelka too after this combat's over, by the way.
Okay.
Since I'm kind of in charge of
after
her right
now. After
this
combat's over, I need to feed her.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Oh, I get to roll damage.
Yeah, just roll standard damage.
Okay. 2 and 1d8. 7 plus 5.
Listen.
12.
Big steps.
And he falls down, clutching at it, and he bleeds out.
Nice.
Guess we're done. Let's go cut his head off.
Is there a shield in here? Of any quality?
Yeah, shield. He was.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick it up and examine it.
Okay, it is a standard steel shield. It's
so
a
+2?
+1.
+1?
Yeah.
I'm giving it to Shvelka.
Okay. She's wielding a great axe in two hands.
Well, she's going to pull her Morningstar out. Okay. And start using it.
I'm going to
because her arm is
somebody's sword and go cut it off.
Okay, do you want to give me a heal check before that to see if he's infected, or you just want to...
No, I just want to cut
it off. You do so.
What?
Are there any +2 shields around in here?
Yeah, you can get a heavy steel shield. It's no problem.
Oh, is that going to mess her up with her carrying stuff?
It's pretty heavy. She doesn't have the highest capacity in the world.
That's true. She'll just go with that.
Her.
Then.
Okay. Can you wrap this part up? Or?
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up real quick. So yeah, there's that container in there. You want to take a closer look at it?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Bonk.
roll protection check. You just spotted something from across the room. This is...
That's an 11.
It was just a trick of the light.
Okay.
Seems like it's fine.
You want to spend a penny on that? Roll a little higher. You have 2 FU bennies.
I mean,
are we calling it, or
no,
are we just repeating it?
I'll spend my regular.
Ow,
try it again.
Okay, you have 1 and 2 still, right?
Stop stepping
No, I've got two. Right, two FUs.
Oh.
Natural 20.
Yeah, okay. Buddy!
So 28.
Yeah, it looks like there is some kind of mechanism inside that will stick you with a needle if you
try
and grab it. Yeah. But that's all that you know. You don't have the capability. Okay. We're back again. And you, Lita, are looking at a metal container that you are fairly certain is trapped and you need to figure out how to get it open.
Let's see. So is it not possible to grab said container in a way that it would not?
Well, you think the trap is related to opening it.
Opening it. So I can take it. Okay.
Yeah, you can pick it up.
I'm going to pick it up and take it with me and then see what we can figure out between the four of us.
You have it. You have a small container. Okay. All right, so...
Did we ever search the remains of our...
Fearless leader?
Yeah.
No.
Alright, I'm gonna do that now.
Okay.
Can I take a 20 on it?
Yes, you can. Right. I knew there was something I should have been doing while we had a break. I was giving him stuff.
For us to
let's
rat.
See. Yeah, no kidding.
He has 15 health potions.
You should be so lucky.
And while you're looking that up, Shvalka is getting ready to channel energy.
Okay.
Because I'm down to one.
That's number three today, right?
I'm down to one hit point. Oh, so I either...
Well, you have two health potions, two actual cure lights as well.
Well, he's got... Yeah.
I'll take a cure light now, and I'll save that.
D8 plus one.
Let me erase it off. Look.
So, as far as we know right now, you have the last remaining
health potion in the world.
Yeah.
That takes me up to just below, or just above half. So I'm at 8 hit points now.
let's see here. All right, so yeah, you search him, and his longsword, hand optional, is a masterwork longsword. So it's very, very well constructed. Additionally, he has a small pouch hanging off of his belt that has two vials in it.
Two vials?
Yeah, two metal vials.
Here, take a look at these, Black.
Spellcraft or detect magic, take your pick.
19.
Alright, are you casting detect magic as well? Because that gives you a bonus.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, they are definitely magical. You study long enough and it's transmutation magic. That means it changes the form of something. Transmutation or abjuration? One or the other. Anyway, and the bonus from having detect magic on means that you know that they are oils of magic weapon. Like the spell that Smith cast. If you take a move action to draw it and a standard action to apply it to the weapon, then it is a magical. It's a plus one weapon for 1 minute.
Nice.
So yes, he has two doses of that, and that's all he has on him.
Anybody want the other longsword? Could you use a longsword?
Nice. A longsword? Yeah. Probably not.
I need to look and see what
see if clerics are proficient with long swords right after I sign out.
They are only if their deity uses the long sword as a favorite weapon. Which so is why
doesn't.
Right, which is why Smith can use a great axe.
Gotcha. Well, then I'm just going to toss my longsword down and pick up his.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You now have a +1 to hit.
Nice.
Be silly not to.
Yeah. I mean, Smith picked up his shield.
Right.
So that her armor class, his own Shim's armor class goes up by 1 more.
Okay, so you've got the box you bring it out to?
Right, yeah, I'm going to come out and show everyone and say, you know, found this in the. The temple or...
I have a fantastic idea.
What? Oh, everyone meaning us. I was like, yes. Who is there?
Okay, so what do you got there?
I'm not sure what it is, but it was set on by itself, and I'm fairly certain there's a needle-ish trap set to inject some type of not good something upon opening.
Let's try this. I go over and pick up our old master's hand.
Okay.
And then work his fingers around it, and I have him open it.
The needle stabs the hand, and you get it open.
Nice. Nice.
As soon as I heard that, and we just chopped off his hand, it's been playing in my mind the whole time.
Okay.
So
that's fantastic.
Set in there are 4 vials that look very similar to the ones that you found in the letter script in the quartermasters.
Do you want to... Well, here... Svoka, well, she got, he, Shim got a 7, yeah.
On what?
Svoka, I have to see what they are.
They
okay, they're obvious.
Yeah, they
okay.
Know, the clerics know that they're
Do you guys mind if I put
lights.
Mine back in?
Well, I think everybody should take one.
Okay.
I already have 1.
Well, but I mean, just everybody take one of these 4. You've got 2 now, but
okay.
you can be generous or whatever, so...
Alright, so yeah, that is what you find. So, you are now standing in the courtyard amongst a multitude of dead bodies.
Can I have, Svelka, heal me?
What are you down to?
5. I'm down 5.
From, I mean,
she can,
6 to 11.
She can channel one of her first level spells into Cure Light Wounds. So, like, she can take that Hydra from Undead.
Oh, she doesn't have any 0 that can do it?
No. They replaced Cure Minor Wounds from 3rd edition with Stabilize.
Right.
Because that's basically all it was used for anyway, and if you're going to give someone unlimited uses of a 0 level spell, it's really cheap to just go heal, heal,
right.
Heal,
yeah.
Heal.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
I mean, I'm good.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Let's
here.
Wait till the end of the day.
I was going to say, if
and then if there's anything left over, like, if not, I'll just heal overnight.
So we've been at it for like 5 hours so far today.
Yep, just about.
So there's no way we should like.
Can you guys
for the night
need to decide what you're gonna
do now?
Because
I mean, we're under no orders now.
Well, see, this is the point where I was saying, okay, where are we going with this? You know.
Well, you
have to survive.
You're in the city, obviously. You're in the keep, which is probably the most secure place.
But we're running out of food because it's going bad.
Exactly.
I know why you threw that in there, man. Because we wouldn't have had to leave. Now we have to leave.
Metagaming. Just enjoy the ride.
I'm just saying, I'm smart. Why would the food be going bad?
Okay.
So, you've got, you know, a ruined city around you. You know there's some life out there. It's just not always the most sane life in the world.
We have that path that goes southwest.
Well, you've got roads going to the various cities of the Lapel League. You have no idea what's going on with any of those because there hasn't been any contact with the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is... Vern Bargor, he was the high priest of Tempest. He and all the other clerics were on this expedition out into the Bandit Wastes, and they were gone when all this happened. So.
And which way is the bandit waste?
To the southwest.
Kind of where the tunnel was headed?
Southeast.
The other direction.
Well, southeast is that way. Sort of, I mean, the direction the tunnel was heading, but you have no idea
right,
if just, the two are related. But yeah, that same direction.
I was just trying for point of reference to
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, yeah. You get the...
Well, do we want to go and look at that...
The last place
of light? I mean...
Well, we need to decide, are we going to try and stay here, stick it out, scavenge for...
Yeah, we don't have any food, so we're going to become cannibals.
You have 3 days of rations.
Well, I'm saying...
Right. Well, 2 days of rations.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying scavenge for supplies and, you know...
I mean, we could dig through this food and see if there's any of it that's still...
Right.
But I don't know if that'll...
Right, yeah.
You might be able to pick together 1 day's worth of rations out of what's there, but you're going to be eating around... The
right.
nasty,
right.
and you know, you should eat that today if you're gonna do it.
Right.
Should we try to clean up a little bit?
That's what I'm saying.
So all the death and decay is like.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Are we gonna try to stay here and maybe have like a base center, or are we just gonna become nomads?
Well, I don't think it's safe for it right now at this point. It's not safe to.
To what?
To become nomads. Yeah.
It'd almost be safer if we're out in the country and we're going to come across the random zombie. But most of the people that were zombie, you know, that are zombie fighter in the city. There's a much higher population in the city. So why don't we go to
a different city? Like, just leave?
I'm pretty going to guess.
We're going to have to fight our way out.
Well, yeah.
And I will also point out that those of you who are members of the clergy / the military, you still have a commanding officer. He's just down the bandit wastes.
Yeah. So we almost need to hold down the fort.
You have superiors that their last known whereabouts was the bandit wastes. They were going on an expedition out that direction.
Oh.
Fenric was just the guy who was left
right.
behind, you know.
Yeah.
You know, his brother, Jorl, is the Nightmaster. And then there's Sten Arnthor, who is...
The innkeeper.
That was Sten. Sten and Sten. Sten is the... The next highest in command, he's like the second in command to Verin Bargor, and Verin Bargor is the High Priest of Tempest, who is, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, who was along with Farron Onehand, the sort of the ruler of the city.
How does this golden feather work?
You activate it.
Okay.
And a bird appears, you tie a message to it, and it takes the message.
It could say that you are superior.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to do that.
I'm going to scribe that message.
All right, what are you
going to
write?
We all dead.
I'm going to write that.
Zombie apocalypse. OMFG.
What's it?
Haxio.
Appleguard? What's the name of our city again?
Appleguard.
I'm going to write down.
You can find a piece of parchment. You can. It's not. It's not like a limited.
Well, I'm going to go through the entire
message.
Like
spiel.
The entire thing. About the fog, how we've lost everyone that was in command. There are now five of us that we know of for sure left mm-hmm. in the city. And other than that, the entire city is a complete loss.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I should include in this message? I mean, because you guys can...
Please try to respond.
Yeah, please try and get us a response. We're in the keep right now, held up. We need to know our orders.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Alright.
Hopefully they've got a magic bird that'll send us this response.
Well, he's a high cleric of Tempest. I mean, he might have other stuff at his disposal.
Gotcha.
And the food, the ration situation is short. We need to know quickly.
Yeah, we need to know.
Outside of the keep is
extremely dangerous.
But... Do we go or do we?
And then I'm going. Then I'm going to go into saying that zombies are everywhere and that there is a new breed that seems to be more potent than others. Okay. I'm going to sign it Hector Black.
P.S. Lita's with us. She's hot.
In my description of the ones that are left, I'm going to put in position and rank if there are, and former occupation, maybe. So that they have an idea of what we're working with back home for when they hopefully try and get back in contact with us.
Okay. So. All right. Well, it takes however long it takes a bird to fly. And you don't exactly know how far away
he is.
Because if he's on the edge of the bend,
can it go to him, or is it a single person?
Single target.
So what if that person's deceased himself?
Then
it's a waste.
Then the bird flies off and...
Okay, yeah, I'm just wondering.
The bird flies until it dies and...
Hasta lasagna, don't get any on you.
Well, I'm just wondering. Okay. So that's what I did with my gold feather.
So, while we're waiting, are we going to try and, like...
We need to try and find
If they're near the edge of the waste, it's about a day. If they're in the waste, it's, you know...
Could be longer.
3-4 days.
As the crow flies.
Make me a knowledge religion check. Or spellcraft, sorry.
70.
You have a reasonable certainty that someone that's as powerful as Varen, you know that as clerics level up, they gain access to speak across distances. There's a spell called Sending. And he's powerful
enough.
Like
a text message?
Sort of, yeah. It's a 24-word limit.
Nice.
And it targets any one person immediately. So, if he's alive and he receives the message, then it should be, if you didn't already have it prepared, no more than a day after that for him to refresh and request that spell from Tempest that he could get back to you. So,
so we need to gear down for like a week.
Basically.
So we need to go find non-contaminated food. Actually,
you should check your water supply too.
I have great water.
That's true.
It's a zero.
Good call. Yeah.
And as a zero level, she has prepared purified food and drink.
Oh, there you go. Then that means that you believe the rations could be.
Right. I just remembered seeing.
Unless there's something else going on,
right.
You know, that's...
Then she's going... Zero level, she can use as many times as she wants. So she's going to go in there...
She hasn't prepared it.
She hasn't? Oh, okay.
Nope, that's not one of the ones she prepared.
I don't understand how she's marking stuff.
The ones that have check boxes are the ones that are prepared.
Well, we have enough for today.
Well, this one has...
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we can prepare that.
Right.
I can do water and she can do food.
Well, right. Then do we want to try and go out tonight, or are we just going to...
Well, if we get food and water, there's no need.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say we start tossing bodies outside.
Okay. Someone...
We're decapitating them and throwing them off.
Yeah.
Well, the decapitation thing is something you brought in from outside.
Oh, did we?
You don't have to.
Okay.
That's a misconception that Jeremy's bringing into the game.
Because,
okay. I think I at least mentioned once before, a heal check can identify whether or not they're infected.
Oh.
I had Black do one earlier. So.
And they, but, so
if now if,
so
if, if you if you decide that Hector is all about the decapitation,
well, see, that's
fine.
I think
what we were thinking. It's not necessarily the zombies that can bite you and turn you, but the zombies that are just raising from the dead.
That's true.
That's why
I had forgotten about that. That makes perfect sense. So, yeah, okay. By all means, chop and drop.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of bodies.
We're just going to have to work.
Is there any way that we can, and this may sound like petty or something, but can we search, since we're in such a dire, like, straits, can we search in it to see if they've had anything on them?
As we go.
As we go,
of course.
Like a randomized
yep.
20 yeah. as we're getting ready to toss people.
Yeah. I have a random equipments and goods list here. So,
okay.
Let's say.
So how many people do we have in here? Like 50?
It was actually closer to 25.
Okay. So it won't take us long to toss everyone.
Yeah, we'll say roughly 25. You guys can prepare the chopping and dropping, and I'm just going to roll once. For each body.
Right.
Yeah.
Because stuff has been ruined and stomped and there's a
battle.
Absolutely. So,
sure.
So yeah. And you guys can do with it what you choose.
The masterwork longsword uh-huh. that he had, it's still a D8, right?
Oh, yeah, the damage doesn't change at all.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Do we have any kind of a... We don't have any kind of a group thing right now, right?
What do you mean?
Like a group of loot.
Yeah.
Not nope. really, no.
No, not
because we're supposed to keep everything.
And in this game, unless you end up not surrounded by zombies, you're not going to. It's all what you...
Well, see, but it's all what you can carry.
For now, can we have like a group... What we have in the keep thing?
Yeah, you can like as I'm writing, you can essentially say, look, here's the pile.
Here's a pile.
Who's taking what?
Right.
So we can essentially say tomorrow when Shvelka prepares purified food and drink, if she can save that stuff, we can keep that as our like storeroom.
But not for
right. But I'm talking someone has to hold on to it. If you're out and about taking it with you, it has to be on someone, even if it is communal, which is fine.
Right.
Someone has to be responsible for it, because the possibility of it being lost has to be present.
Right.
So, okay.
Well, I was just wondering, like, while we're inside the keep...
Yeah, we could have the quartermaster's area where we keep food.
Or your bunk.
Or our bunks,
Okay, I'm going to roll on this. I might take some from the clothing and from the provisions section as well.
Sure.
If it's ridiculous, I won't use it, but someone should be ready to write this stuff down.
I have paper.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Stuff pile and key.
Yeah. Carpenter's hammer.
Hammer.
Clay jug.
Toss.
Oh, I can make my water in there.
Oh, that's right. You can.
Because I don't have anything to make it in. I have that big pot we turned to light.
Grappling hook. Aaron, keep track of how many that is. That's three, please. Just keep count. Thank you.
Well, I have two on me.
Oh, no, she's
not. No.
All three items.
Yep. Water skin.
Yeah.
I just rolled 100 on that. I've never done that before.
Nice.
Spyglass.
No way.
Yeah, the 1,000 gold spyglass.
That's freaking awesome. So, dude, we can get up on the wall and see forever.
One flask of antitoxin.
Nice.
It's like a delay poison spell.
Right.
Actually, neutralize poison, I should say. A water skin. Again. One cloak, black.
I already have one.
Yeah, I mean, just write it all down and then we'll...
One tanglefoot bag.
Wait.
One of those that I found in there.
One tinder twig.
Nice. Don't be stingy with your bullets.
One bag of caltrops.
Caltrops?
Caltrops, C-A-L-T-R-O-P-S. It is, imagine...
They're like jacks.
A four-sided die with pointy bits on the end. So no matter what you do, you scatter them, and a point is always up.
So that when you step on them, it hurts.
Yep. It is. If someone steps on them, a two-pound bag is enough to cover a 10-foot by 10-foot square. And if you step on them, you have to make a reflex check, or you're hobbled. Like, it actually impedes your movement. 10 square yards of cloth. Regular common, like muslin or something. One small steel mirror.
Nice.
Sweet. Look around corners.
One set of blacksmith's tongs.
Ooh.
Like the big tongs to pull.
I could have used those to grab the...
mm-hmm.
One flask of acid.
Nice.
Akid,
yes.
These are some freaky people.
Well, this is like, this is the quartermaster, this is everything that's salvageable.
10 more.
15.
One block and tackle.
Nice, fishing.
No, pulley system.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Like the big hook block and, like
we can hook up a pulley system to get us up and down the side of the castle so we don't have to open the doors.
That would take a crafting check. I have breath. See. One vial of ink. Color is R-O-Y-G-I-B-V plus black.
Seriously?
Is eight. Yeah. Seriously. Roy G. R-O-Y. Yellow. One vial of yellow ink.
You can write SOS on the side of the...
I'm randomizing this. No, it's like a, ink. 15 is a bucket.
Sweet.
A wooden bucket. Of water.
There's a...
We have to search to find that.
Okay. So.
One holy wooden symbol of Tempest.
I want that.
Yeah,
you've got one.
Oh.
You have to have one or you can't do any of your clerical things.
It's on my forehead. No, Amy's at mine.
Amy's is on my forehead.
Amy's on my forehead.
I'm going to re-roll that one because it's a ridiculous duplicate.
Is that another water skin?
Another 10 yards of canvas.
Nice.
Sweet.
Do you want it? Okay.
No.
Is it?
No.
All right.
It was a sarcastic nice.
A small barrel. Roll out.
That was on somebody's person?
It was locked in their foot locker. We got the key to it.
Yeah, okay.
Their key.
Okay. And...
1 10-foot ladder.
Nice.
That
was shoved at someone's ass. Yeah, the kids are asleep now. I can swear. let's see.
Four more.
Yep. 1 pound of nuts.
Yeah.
What kind of nuts?
Assorted.
Yes. Mixed.
1 pound mixed nuts. That's what she said.
A bell.
Yeah, we want to use that right now.
It might come in handy.
You can stand up there with your crossbow. Don't be stingy with your ammo.
We might could use it in a time where we're running around and need to cause a distraction somewhere and toss it.
Leather jacket.
Like a biker jacket?
No. like a jerkin. Like that's what it's called. A huntsman's jerkin. It's like
jerkin?
A thick leather vest with arm sleeves.
Something about jerking your sleeves.
Listen, you're the one whose hand is sore from
this. Is the last one.
Blah blah blah. I'm with blah blah blah. I'm jerking my sleeves.
I get a good one.
Let's see.
It's poo in a bag.
Dude,
a sash.
Nice.
Nice.
Sash.
Let's deuce and dive. What's it called where you light it on fire and run away?
Deuce and ditch?
Yeah, are we gonna like, go and knock on a door and then...
Knock on... No, like where all the zombies hang out. Go poop and light it and run away.
We could ring the bell, have a bunch of bags of poo on fire and throw them at them.
Okay, another question.
Shitty playing zombies.
Quartermaster's area.
Yeah.
Longbow?
Luck check.
Okay.
Hey, don't suck.
Try not to suck.
You don't suck.
Okay. Now roll to see if you have any arrows.
That's what I mean. I'll check for arrows,
yeah,
too.
Yep.
You might have to, like, bat on something.
Don't suck.
Okay. You find a quiver of 20 arrows. Okay. So, in your extensive searching of the keep, with basically 3 days of people's paranoia, schizophrenia, psychoses, all of the stuff that happened, this, you've gathered what is usable.
Right.
If there's something you wish to build that involves items you don't expressly have, you can probably rig something together. Right. It's going to take a craft of some kind check. If you're not trained in it, then it's just a straight intelligence check. You hope you do well.
Right.
So that is what you guys have. So you have gotten the bodies all beheaded, cleaned up, gone. Are you double checking anything else? I mean,
I would like to. You've
swept the perimeter. Like you basically
is there still the boulder over top of the sewer entrance?
Door.
Yes, the sewer still seems like it's
blocked. Okay, and then the next thing I want to do
the same thing.
Is what?
All three of you went the exact same place.
The next thing I want to check is our water supply.
I have great water, babe.
Yeah, but I'd still like to see what we have.
Sure. Dip a well down the bucket.
Right. What?
A well down the bucket. Wow. That would be very awkward.
Pulling it up.
Alright, you
holding it in here.
You pull it up, and does anyone have knowledge of nature?
Nope. Negative.
Yes.
Or survival?
No. I have survival.
You train?
Yeah.
Okay, make a survival check.
9 and 5 is 14.
Does not seem like it's potable water anymore. It's hard to tell, but you think that a body or a body part ended up down in the well, which is going to completely contaminate.
So it's metal.
Black. Cast light on this coin. It's a copper.
Okay. Ding. Sploosh. And it hits the bottom. The well is deep. It's like 50 feet deep. So you're catching just the last glimpse, and you think you see a hand.
Nice.
Coming out of the water. Yeah, it catches right in the fingers of the...
Fantastic.
It was actually me making a wish that we actually survive this.
Let's see, he told us what the wish is now.
So I'm going to start using that as the toilet.
Huh?
It'll start being the toilet now.
That's actually probably a really good idea.
Yeah.
If you don't need the, you know, hopefully, if anyone who's listening to this thinks it's not, please tell me, because I'd like to know for future reference in case, you know, zombies attack.
Guy. Okay, well...
Mm. And she's seen it all.
Shim.
Yeah.
I both parts. At this point in time, I don't think that modesty is going to be anyone's primary concern.
Actually, repopulating the world is our new concern.
Okay.
There's one girl in all of us.
Okay, so you guys have pretty much... he's the one being ridden. I mean, you know. So you guys have pretty much gotten the courtyard cleaned up. And oddly, I mean, the smell has largely faded from the courtyard.
Yeah, because we've gotten rid of
the city. Still, I mean, it's pretty awful. Yeah. So like, it's still wafting in, and the sky is still green, and the skull is still hanging in the sky. But in moments of crisis, it's one of those odd,
peaceful
moments. Right. That it's just like, huh.
Let's take a break. Yeah.
Maybe we might be okay.
Yeah,
we might. So you guys, are you going to set up any kind of watch system for the evening?
Well, I'm not sure with as big a... Let me get back to the map. With as big an area as this is, I mean, it'll take, what, an hour to walk all the way outside the perimeter?
It takes about half an hour.
Half an hour.
So well, I said it's only 1,000 feet around the
I don't
perimeter.
Remember what
so
you said originally.
I listened back to the previous session.
Okay,
so I said 1,000 feet. So 1,000 feet is only 300 yards. So
right. Well, okay, 5 minutes.
Yeah, so it's a 5 minute. If you're walking slowly and taking your time,
how big is our bell?
Loop. It's a small.
Is it like bring it well enough to wake people up?
Yeah. Would you prefer to have the kind that's on a handle, or you want the kind that would hang? You'd have to.
Handle would probably be easiest.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it doesn't have like a handle, you can rig it to some... Yeah.
So that's our watch bell. If
so, yeah,
that,
you can...
We carry it while we're on watch.
But it actually is the watch bell.
Yes. Oh, well. Then we fashion it to where we can carry it with us.
Okay, yeah, it's not so big. That it was well-crafted, so the sound carries. Yeah. And all of you, except for Lita, are trained to react to it. So that's rather appropriate.
So we're fashioning it to where there's a stick on the end of it, that way we can ring the heck out of it.
Okay, so watch system.
One.
Well, I want to go through the rest of our junk here real quick before we try and just cut out for the night.
That tender twig, I'll just put it in the bag with my other two.
Yeah, put it in the oil bag with the other one.
What season is this? I'm sorry.
It is spring.
Okay.
I believe I said it's spring. I have to check the first session to be sure.
I'm not going to put our nuts with the other food just yet because I'm kind of worried about that.
Right.
And I kind of wonder if we take it out of that room and then purify it, if that would help. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's 1 pound of nuts, which is a decent amount.
Yeah.
So if you're talking, you know, portioning it out as part of rations, then you can part it out to about 6 parts.
Okay.
Actually, maybe more, because a 1/4 pound of nuts is even a lot you know, to consume.
Yeah.
So, call it 8 parts. Okay. You can divvy it up so it makes a portion of...
Now, do we need to keep portions for Sarah's character, or are we going to assume that...
I have no idea at this point in time, so we'll burn that bridge when we get there.
Okay, so how do we want to run the watch?
First.
Black obviously wants first watch.
I don't want first watch.
I don't really care. I'm used to late night stuff, so.
Well, the cleric should be on the start and the end because they have to have 8 hours of uninterrupted rest.
Then I'll run
to be able to do their spells. So that means if you're up first, then you sleep the back eight, and then Smith sleeps the front eight.
Well, unless you know, since Amy's not here. We want to just run you having one of the watches. That way I'm not running two sets of watches, you know what I mean?
Well, everyone's going to... Well, if you divide it by four and you do a 10-hour run, then it's just 2.5 hours per.
Okay.
And you're fine.
Okay, then that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
And before that...
And everyone ends up getting 8 hours of sleep.
Or 7.5.
So, call it 8.
Before we chant, before we all...
Chant?
No, before we all cash in for the night, she's going to channel energy and heal us the rest of the way.
Okay. Yep. Don't even bother rolling for it. You'll get enough to do so. So, because she can spend her cure lights as well.
Yeah.
No worries there. Okay.
So what was the order first?
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Smith. Yeah. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
1, 2. I'm gonna pee real quick. All
right. Yeah. You do that.
And then come back and roll initiative.
Am I that predictable?
Yes. I'm just saying.
Maybe not initiative, perception.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're going to have to roll a perception check for your watch. You can do that now if you'd like.
8?
Plus 10, you have spyglass.
15.
Yeah. I'm assuming.
Yeah, everybody.
Whoever's on watch has got the spyglass.
And the bell.
Yeah, and the bell.
And
so,
a bell.
Spyglass and bell. You're walking the perimeter. You don't hear much of anything, but you know, you've got a pretty keen eye on, you know, whatever's going on.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Does it get dark?
Yes.
Okay.
Does the skull go down at night?
That's what.
No.
The skull stays, but it gets dark.
The skull stays up. It gives off light. It is blood red,
right.
Which doesn't do a whole lot for the general illumination.
Right.
It's cut a little bit because there is starlight as well, but that's only a tiny right. amount of light. It's as if there's a full moon every night.
Okay.
Can I make a suggestion, like a retroactive suggestion for our sleeping and stuff? Should we all sleep in the courtyard so that if something happens, we can be like.
Basically, yeah.
Or close to the court, somewhere
I would say under a roof, but in the courtyard. Okay.
Yeah, but somewhere not where it's going to take us like two rounds.
Close to a set of stairs.
And remember that none of you took the endurance feat, so if you decide to sleep in your armor, you will be fatigued, which is a -2 to all actions in it.
But that's part of the reason why.
I have light armor though.
Not sleeping so far away.
Wait, light armor. As long as it's light armor,
you're allowed to sleep in it.
Think you're okay. Yeah.
I'm the only one that really affects.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Well, no, you have a chain shirt, not chain armor.
Oh, that's true. So I could sleep in it.
Yep. By the way, if you want to upgrade armor, you can have found heftier armor because you can wear heavy armor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
but it'll slow you down by 10 feet. Yes, around.
I mean,
so, okay. First watch, you got an 18. You see the same sorts of movement that you've seen out and about in the city
general. Suggestion for everybody on watch, too. We should probably try and concentrate our watches a little bit on the two places that have light.
What do you mean?
Yeah, and as you're walking around...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Since we have a spyglass.
Well, the
the
aristocratic area, you can peer right over there. It looks like a house with lights on.
I know who that is.
That's
those two twerps.
And
was it escape the place with the butcher?
The chalets.
Yeah.
What?
There were two aristocrats that wanted out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You look over to where the merchant area was, you know, where you...
Follow the guy down the hole.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't see any light. But as you're walking around, you look over toward the red light district.
Which is the direction he was going.
1617, 1618.
Yeah, which is westish. And you see...
Eastish.
Sorry, eastish,
yeah,
sorry. And you see light coming from over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all that you get on your watch. Alright, next is Hector.
Another saving?
Yep.
Is there what, any more kind of a plus with the spyglass?
Plus 10. Plus 10 for that. I probably is not actually that, but that's what I'm saying. Because
yeah.
You're actually peering into like, parts of the city. So.
Right.
You spend some time looking at the... and you're actually able to identify the coat of arms or the family crest. It's definitely the Chalet Manor. You can't quite tell, but it looks like from the way the shadows are moving, because you can see them sort of play along the floor, it looks like someone's dancing.
This is some pretty people.
You know, Black relayed you the information about
the light over there.
Yeah, and you don't see anything different. In fact, about halfway through your watch, the light goes out.
Which would make it, you know, time to go to bed.
So.
Okay.
The Chalet Manor stays lit up, though. Alright.
Okay.
Lita.
Hmm. 22.
She has a high perception. Being from the red light district, you sort of focus your attention that way right. a little bit more. And you don't know exactly where the light was coming from, but you do see that... what was the name of the... The place where you used to work is standing. Still. It's
go home.
It's yeah. a little bit singed, right. but the Red Lantern is still right. is still standing.
Right.
So that's what you notice.
Okay.
And someone roll for Smith.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
14 plus whatever she has.
For perception?
Yep.
Plus 3 more, 17.
She just sees the general scene, no more new information to add, you know, based on what was discovered. So. Alright, so what spells are you picking? And double check for her as well.
Since
she picked this stuff, I'm going to leave that the same other than switching the purify food and drink from the read magic. So
okay.
Because I don't know that I should mess with how she's building her character.
That's fine. And you're just... gonna toss in
purify,
create water for yours.
I'm switching up.
Right, but you're switching up everything.
Actually, she might take a cure light wounds. Well, never mind.
She can change anything except for her domain spell into cure light wounds. So.
She gets two of those, right?
Two regular spells, yeah. Okay, so just make sure you have it settled before if any action happens.
Too bad we didn't find any playing cards.
With the proper search or something.
Okay,
we're going to play poker, and I have two people, so I'm going to win.
So, yeah, the day dawns. It is a little bit cooler today, and kind of misty. Not green foggy, right. but misty. Like
you said that I could have gotten more armor. Do I have to necessarily wear it, or if I know that we're going out into the city... I can then put it on?
You can then put it on. If something okay. happens in the keep, though, and you don't right. have the armor on, it takes multiple rounds to don
absolutely
armor.
Right.
So,
and you know what?
Actually, takes multiple minutes to don armor.
You know, I mean, I'm happy with the chain shirt. I'm happy with okay. the armor class. I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, it's probably one of the best. So.
It's the best that exists yeah. in the group at this point right. in time. Just remember that with dodge, you have to tell me who it's focused on.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's not a general plus one dodge okay. bonus. If you have multiple assailants, then it's okay. one of them at a time.
Okay.
I think you can refocus it at will. I think it's different in Pathfinder than.
So if I'm facing, if we're facing one person,
it's assumed that you have
yeah.
dodge on.
Okay.
Them. Yeah, I'm not going to be a dick. So.
Okay.
Well, much. okay, so the day dawns. You guys, wake and.
Do you want to?
Yeah, we can.
Bleed, mm-hmm. create water and light,
okay.
and then command detect undead and large person.
Okay, sounds good. Alright, so are you going to try out the purification and see?
Yeah, we're
going
to pull the food out of that room and then try it.
Can you grab the description of that spell real quick from the book or the PDF and let me know
what is it called?
How much food you can purify food and drink? Because although my laptop is awesome, yours searches PDFs much faster than mine does.
Purify food and drink. 1 cubic foot of food and water.
That's a lot of food and water.
Yeah.
All right, so you can basically put a pile together.
Make spoiled, rotten, diseased, poisonous, or otherwise contaminated food and water pure and suitable for eating and drinking. The spell does not prevent subsequent natural decay or spoilage. Unholy water or similar food and drink significance is spoiled by purified water.
So I don't have to have water. That does food and water.
It does.
So we could essentially make the well potable again.
Assuming that it's not something that is on the restricted list there. Right.
But the spell has no effect on creatures or any type upon...
Right, keep
it.
But also it said it's not affected by unholy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, unholy water or similar food and or drink significance is spoiled by... So unholy water can be changed to water.
Oh, it can?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so it would take some serious mojo to... All right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, then,
water weighs about 8 pounds per gallon. 1 cubic foot of water contains roughly 8 gallons and weighs about 60 pounds.
So, in other words, a barrel.
Yeah, a barrel of water.
And you have a barrel, I believe.
Yes,
yeah, it's a small barrel.
Yeah, so you guys can... it's a 5 gallon
barrel.
So, yeah, you guys... gather up everything.
Some water and put it in there.
Yep, and...
Try that.
Spells cast and...
What page is that, Jeremy?
328.
So, yeah, make me a survival check when she's cast the spell on the on the water and then the food.
Seven and five is 12.
Seems fine. The water looks clean, clear, tastes good. You don't seem to have any, lingering effects. The food, seems to be okay. You check what's in your backpack that you grabbed, at the day before, and it looks like it's starting to turn. You're not entirely sure, but you think that stuff just might be spoiling faster.
Okay.
In general.
Because of the death of the world, and probably.
So as long as you
keep
it either there, keep it going. Yeah, exactly.
The day's food.
If you can just purify the food for the day, then you'll be fine. So, do you have eye drops or anything? Eyes are getting dried out. Anyway, okay. So what are you guys going to do for the day?
I say we stay on our watches. And
do we want to try and build
the pulley ramp thing?
Mm-hmm.
We can try it.
Because we've got a hammer.
Try and build the way to pulley ourselves up now.
It's probably going to take 2 days worth of work to do something like that with the block and tackle and all that. And I'm going to need a successful DC 20 crafting check each day. And you can assist. It's a group effort. So one person, basically whomever has the highest intelligence modifier.
Plus everyone's intelligence.
Actually, I have a plus one.
I've got a minus two.
I've got a plus two. And she's got plus zero. Okay.
All right, so you roll and everyone else is assisting. So you're looking for as high as you can and everyone else is looking for a tip higher.
17.
Assist.
I got a 7. And she got a 16.
Okay, well then you would just want to use the highest roll. And
you don't actually... Yeah.
You end up being terrible at this.
Yeah.
In general? Yeah, and you're not a crafter. You prefer to smack things with a sword. However, the other three of you are able to figure out something, and you're able to just get the DC, because 16, 2, and 2.
Right.
So, you guys are able to spend the day working on it, and it looks like you're going to be able to craft a successful rig to get yourselves up and down the wall, and when you come up, you'll be able to pull it up after you. Now, the only problem is when you go down, if all four of you go down, it stays down.
Right.
Yeah.
So any sentient being, it's not going to take much more than a quick look to figure out, I pull this and it goes up.
Right.
Because you're basically just making a window washer, platform. Okay, so that's the first day's worth of work. Anything else going on that day?
we should probably occasionally keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Perception.
Yep.
Maybe as one. Maybe since I sucked at building,
I stayed say, on go, watch. Go, just go, go look. Yeah. Go look before I smite you.
So I just walk around the outside of the base, okay. And when I get over by them, I'm like, "Hey, guy."
Make a perception check.
18.
Plus the spyglass.
Oh, 28.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit harder to see than it was last night because of the mist. It's an overcast sort of day. It's what's really eerie is that you can still see like the red portion of the sky where the skull moon is, even through the overcast. But you don't see a whole lot of anything except there seems to be more movement than you've seen in the last couple of days.
Out and about?
Yeah, just out and about in general.
Not
just
getting close to us at all?
Not so far.
Okay. I think this is going to end up like the mall in Dawn of the Dead, and we're going to be up on the roof like the one with Ving Rhames and the guy across the street when he's got that high-powered sniper rifle and they have a celebrity name.
They get caught in the mall when the zombie apocalypse happens. Okay. It's what Dead Rising was modeled on.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything else that we want? I mean,
if you got nothing else, then we'll just move on to the next day.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
All right. Same watch order, perception check, please.
Plus 10, plus whatever you got. 3, plus 13. 18, plus 13.
Okay. You hear some really loud noises, just in general, throughout the city, like
from all directions.
It as you're walking around, like you'll hear it once over here, and then you don't hear anything for 15-20 minutes. And then you hear the same kind of sound from a different part of the city.
Are they fucking communicating?
It sounds like buildings falling over, like stuff getting smashed on a pretty large scale, actually. But it's still misty, so you can't make out anything visually. But you heard it very clearly. Next watch.
I will very clearly communicate what I heard.
Okay. What I said, you heard.
27 plus 2 is 29.
Same deal. It's hard to make out anything. You don't even catch any light sources from anywhere around. But you hear the same thing.
Oh, did I see the lights the same as before?
Nope. No, the mist is
obscurity.
Your visual distance is like you can barely make out with the edge of the buildings around the keep. But you can hear. It's one of those still misty nights where sound seems to just
because the mist keeps it low and
yep. So you hear the same kind of thing, just smashing noises, and it's just like you'll hear one big thump and then nothing.
Is this like an Uber zombie?
It's like a tank.
Next watch.
It's mega zombie. Okay, sorry.
Stop giving him ideas.
As far as the armor that I could have found, like, what are we talking about?
You've got a good chance to find just about anything but full plate.
33?
Okay.
I wish I had a popsicle.
It's a duplication of the exact same thing. You are able to see a little bit more clearly. The fog's lifting just a touch, and you're able to dimly make out lights in the same directions as they mentioned before. You see lights at the Red Lantern, and you can see lights at the chalets. You're actually doing that with your naked eye because the spyglass is
basically useless. Yeah.
But yeah, so
okay,
but I should have given you the 33, but still.
So 23.
Yeah, you can find a set of half plate. Now it takes 5 minutes.
I'm going to assume that I'm wearing my chain shirt while I'm in the city, and if I know we're getting ready to go out, I'm going to suit up.
And just so you know, the condition of it is such that. Should you end up taking a critical hit from something, it's possible that it's not going to survive too many shots.
Okay.
You know, just...
Now, I'm not trying to get, like, a double armor bonus out of it, but is it something that I could keep the chain shirt on underneath
not
it?
Not a snowball's chance. I'm just wondering. There's no way you can wear one type of armor over another. Okay. That just doesn't... And the armor bonuses themselves wouldn't stack. It's just
I wasn't trying to.
No,
yeah.
I know. It's just physically impossible.
Okay.
Really, I mean, because under a chain shirt, you've got a regular tunic,
right.
And then padding, because that chain will. I mean, if you put it on a chain shirt when you don't, and like on over bare skin, as soon as you take it off, you're going to be the most hairless man in the world because it's going to take all your chest hair with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
We didn't. We need to figure out where we're constructing our.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy lowery thing.
Yeah, where are you putting it? I assumed it was going to be on the north side of the city. I don't know why. Like right above where you, where the.
Do we want to put it near those?
But that's just.
I'd almost see us putting it. Like towards the front gate.
That's kind of.
Okay.
I was thinking more like on that very southeast corner.
Yeah.
And that way, if those other people come back,
they'll see the.
We'll have a quick, safe way to get them in.
Yeah.
Without, I mean, if there's a horde of like our good guys that come in, yeah, it'll be worthwhile to open the door.
We don't know if there's a horde though.
Well, right. But assuming that
if there were
high level clerics,
right,
made it through a
city. So it's next to the southwest corner. Or southeast corner of the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then Smith's watch.
Okay.
Perception.
Sorry.
She has no bonus. No, she has a plus 3 bonus, so it's a 21 plus the 10.
She relays the same kinds of things, and it's starting to get, like, the sun is starting to come up during her watch. And the mist is clearing pretty well at this point in time. And she, it's one of those things where she hears the sound and she goes to see, you know, we should be able to see it now, you know? And she like dashes around the perimeter to look at where the sound is coming from. And all she sees is like dust. But as she's looking around, she does see that there are fewer buildings standing than there were the night before.
And the mega zombie is gone.
But that's all that you see. You do see a mega zombie jump up out of the water and an airplane.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait. It jumps out of the well. It
jumps out of the well.
It eats an airplane and jumps back in the well.
Awesome. Okay, let's seal that.
you know Korean water, right? Seal that.
Yeah.
Seal that thing now.
Yeah.
At this point, I'd rather deal with whatever comes out of the sewer. We'll take the big boulder and put it on top of it.
Put it over the well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, see, as soon as you do that, tentacles come out, and then you gotta deal with the octopus. Sorry, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus was on Netflix. You watched part of it. It's horrible and awful.
Yes.
It's totally awesome.
Okay. So, yeah, it is the next day. Let's get those craft checks for the rest of the...
Can I try and help again today?
Yeah.
Ha! Today I'm on my game. I got a 20.
You got a 20?
Yeah.
That's all that's needed.
Yeah, I got that by myself today.
He's like, I got this. And everyone else is like, I forgot what end of a hammer to use, George.
I'm pretty sure I smacked my thumb because I got a...
Ow, man! Ow!
I didn't critically miss, but I got a 1.
I got something else. Never mind.
Okay, so yeah... You apparently were watching what they were doing yesterday.
And I smarted up.
Yeah.
I read a book.
You just happened to find a book.
Scaffolding for Dummies.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so... Okay, so you guys have... you've got all that prepared. Is there anything else that you're... And, I mean, you tested it and got yourselves back up. And so is there anything that you're going to be doing during the day?
I want to look and see which buildings fell.
Okay.
Once the
mist
clears.
Because you weren't taking specific note of which ones, it seems just that there are fewer buildings standing.
Oh, okay.
Like it's hard to identify particular ones.
Because we weren't looking for exactly
that.
Yeah,
the house is still up and the red.
Yeah, yeah.
The three that we looked at specifically,
yeah, those
the
are,
red
those,
light.
Yeah,
and
those.
Paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. We do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right, fine, fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games.
Hey, don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys, I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes.
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Hey, Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
Well, I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.